This is your morning team show on WSGW. It's 8:25.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night.
Unmistakable sounds of the Kinks.
We be jamming this morning, Charlie.
Yeah, indeed. Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie, although with Dave and Pat and Charlie here, and Art Lewis is off for the next couple of days. Remember just the other day we talked about how Dave Davies was releasing an autobiography. He already had done one years ago, but he was releasing an update.
I do.
I'm guessing this story is from his autobiography. I actually heard nothing about this, although I did see an online reference from a couple of years ago, where he admitted that he had an alien encounter.
He did.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
In 1982, he says, when he was on tour in the United States of America, he says, things got weird very quickly when we went to play a show in Virginia, and he began to feel oddly disembodied, like I was looking in from the outside. I couldn't understand why I was feeling so peculiar. I didn't feel physically ill. This was just different. He said, I had a feeling like a boa constrictor had wrapped itself around my forehead and was pressing hard. It was at this point he said he started hearing voices inside his head, which he dubbed the intelligences. He said, it was like my brain had flicked on a new psychic switch. After the initial jolt, I didn't feel panicked or alarmed. These voices had a commanding presence, but were also non-threatening, calming even. Huh. My senses were overwhelmed. And what did these aliens do to him?
What did they do?
He says that these aliens slapped him with a sex ban. He was banned. He said, they told me, the voices said, I must not have sex. And although I was able to walk normally, my pelvis suddenly became numbed, like they'd blocked any sensation down there. They told me they wanted to transmute my sexual energy to a higher vibrational level. Dave Davies of the Kinks. As this writer, Pat Johnston, this writer beat you to the opportunity.
Yes.
As the writer says, apparently Dave Davies was banned from having sex all day and all of the night.
Nice.
I mean, he said I could physically, my nostrils were filled with different smells, like fresh flowers, like jasmine and magnolia. I was scooping them up with a spoon. They were so fragrant.
I see.
Dave Davies.
Okay. What do I know?
I'm not.
Hey,
you can't say.
No, wasn't there.
No, it's his story,
and he's sticking to it.
Just wanted to let you know that. I went searching on this, and when I saw a little blurb, and I've seen a lot of the stories popping up, so I'm guessing it was part of his autobiography. But there was a story like from 2017 about him saying he had an alien encounter.
I assume he's
not to this extent.
I assume he's been on coast to coast.
Yeah, well, if not, George Norrie, we've got a guest for you.
Yeah,
overnights. 1 till 5 a.m., he would fit in perfectly.
He would. All right. Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Dave, I feel that. I hope things are okay for you.
I hope so, too.
He's 75 years old, by the way.